Who knows what Jay-Z, J.K. Rowling, Bill Gates and Oprah Winfrey all have in common? Okay, I will tell you then. They have all overcome failure in one shape or form to go on to gain success in their respective careers. Welcome to My Perfect Failure. Join us as we delve into the world of our perfect failures. We will interview, explore, and discuss how our perfect failures can lead us to success. Join us and tune in.
So, welcome to My Perfect Failure by Paul Padmore. This is going to be a short introduction to what it is Paul has come up with, what he's created, and more about what his great idea is. So without further ado, let me jump straight into it. Mr. Paul Padmore, how are you, sir?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. So, the people are going to want to know, what inspired you to do My Perfect Failure?
Okay. Good question. What inspired me? I think I was inspired by a couple of things, actually. I've always, I guess through life experience, you know, you have your ups and downs. I've had my fair share of sort of disappointments, failures, things that haven't gone according to plan. I kind of had this sort of idea or thought about people, that what separates people that succeed from people that don't. And I just wanted to sort of investigate it. And I had this sort of reoccurring thought process for probably about a year maybe. And then I just thought, you know what? I think I actually want to look into this and maybe do something with it. And as I sort of thought about it, I thought about, you know, how I could do that, how I could sort of explore, investigate. I love listening to podcasts. I listen to podcasts going to work, sort of on a train, on a tube, on the bus, just walking. And I thought that might be a good medium to explore. So I kind of thought, you know, that's what I'll do. And then I sort of played around with names. And kind of, I had a few, and My Perfect Failure just resonated with me. It just you know, like when you have that moment and something just makes sense, that My Perfect Failure made sense at that time. And so I liked the name. So I just thought, you know what, why don't I go with it? So that's kind of how I came up with the idea of My Perfect Failure. It was kind of about life experience and trying to investigate, and I really wanted to have a platform that really understands trials and tribulations a bit more, but also supports people that, you know, they might get stuck when they hit a stumbling block, you know. I think it's important to help people. We all know people that when they hit a roadblock, that's kind of like, in their eyes, the end of the line. You know, they think, well, you know, I'm no good at this, I'm no good at that. And actually, it's kind of like not really it's absolutely not the case. So it's about, you know, this platform really is about helping people, you know, lead their or live their best life, not their life, which is kind of a sort of, you know, not their life on handbrake. We want them to live lives on full throttle, where they, you know, and if they do that, we know, you know, that they're going to get absolutely, you know, they're just going to enjoy stuff more, and they're going to be better company, all that stuff. So that's kind of like the background, really.
Very inspirational. I do like that. And it's just like, it's something that kind of relates to everyone. So I really, really do like the idea. So as a listener, what can I expect? What can the actual listeners expect from you?
Okay. So hopefully the listeners will, you know, you'll listen to somebody on a journey, because I've got no background in radio or podcasting. So you'll definitely see some growth from me, from my first podcast that I've done, and as I sort of get deeper into it and I interview more people, hopefully you'll see growth from me. But
wow, so you don't have any previous experience in the podcast and radio? First time for you? Okay, brilliant.
So that's kind of like been a bit of a journey, learning about podcasting, learning, because I like to talk a lot. And so I like to talk a lot. Anybody that knows me knows that, you know, Paul's always talking. Paul loves to talk. So I've had to sort of curb that a bit, because this is more about listening and being able to sort of nurture the conversation and make the conversation or the episode as informative and as fun as possible. I don't want it to be, I think, you know, when I thought about doing this, I definitely thought about not putting, because when you think about My Perfect Failure, people might think actually it's going to be doom and gloom, that sort of thing. I want it to be the opposite. It has to be, you know, for me, for it to work, for it to succeed, in my eyes, it has to be something that's engaging, serious subject, but it should be a fun 35 minutes, 45 minutes, whatever it is, of conversation.
Yeah.
And to answer your question, where the listeners will get to, I guess, listen to really engaging guests that have got sort of a deeper understanding than me of the subject, and they will get tips and tricks to enable them to sort of to lead their, you know, their fullest and happiest life. So that's kind of the goal in my eyes.
Brilliant. So in terms of like your day job, so this completely different, is this completely left to what it is you do day to day? The reason I ask this is because I would like to understand a bit more about the process in terms of the switch from what it is you do day to day and moving into the podcast world. What's that been like for you?
Yeah. So yes, it's a different medium totally. So I work in digital advertising. That's what I do as a day job, or at least I try to do.
Right.
As best I can. So this is a different switch up totally. So the only, I guess, similarity is that people are involved in the process, in terms of, I, you know, have a lot of meetings with clients, sort of internal, that type of thing. But this process has been very different, because as I sort of alluded to earlier, I've got no background in radio or podcasting. So definitely when I started out doing this, the first couple of episodes, there's definitely that imposter syndrome where you think to yourself, kind of, what am I doing here? You know, you kind of have to sort of, you know, you have this sort of, you know, yin and yang, you know, you have to sort of convince yourself to kind of like carry on, because, you know, I listen to podcasts. I don't actually, you know, I'm not involved as a guest or certainly as an interviewer. So I had to sort of get my head around that, which is an ongoing process. So that was kind of interesting. It's getting easier, and I think as the listeners, you know, from show one to show 10 to show 20, they will hopefully see development from me. So it's been a different process, but actually it's been a fun process, because I've got to speak to lots of amazing people who've given me a lot of growth in terms of knowledge, and also their generosity with their time, because a lot of these people are very, very, very busy. So for them to give me a piece of their day to have a conversation, you know, is amazing. And very often, actually, it's more than just a piece of that. Obviously, you know, it might be, you know, you, when these episodes come out, they're, as I said earlier, they're 35 minutes to 45 minutes, but in order to get them out, you know, there's, you know, a conversation initially, there's some emails back and forth, and potentially a phone call, because very often they want to know, actually, do I want to give my time to this person? So as soon as they, invariably, as soon as I have a conversation, pretty much everybody jumps on board with it.
I'm not surprised, because it's a really, really good idea, and I think it appeals to everyone, because I'm pretty sure that the listeners, in fact, everyone can relate to that situation where they felt like things aren't going their way and they've had to make a change. And I'm guessing something like this really does inspire that person or the people listening to say, you know what, if it's time to make a change, you know, let's draw that line in the sand and make it happen from now. So my next question would be, what was the biggest challenge in getting this off the ground? Because it's completely different to what it is you do day to day. And as you said, you go through that yin and yang moment, almost deer in the headlights, not quite sure what to do. So where do you think you may have struggled most in the start?
I think I struggled most with imposter syndrome, definitely at the start. That's kind of deep, because it's that confidence,
right,
to be able to just have a, it's funny actually, it's a confidence to have a conversation, but I think you align a conversation with the fact that there's an element of interviewing involved. And also you're conscious that you want to make it a rich experience for your, you know, potential listeners. And so that was kind of certainly the initial challenge that I had. And then there's the, you know, you can pick up a lot of stuff online these days and you can reach out to a lot of people, which helps, but actually the real learning comes in you doing it yourself. So I definitely made some mistakes at the start in terms of maybe, you know, questions and maybe listening skills and things like that, you know, you kind of, you encounter, but I think, you know, you get through it. And I guess the funny thing is that the topic is about failure and about challenges and whatnot. And it's kind, you know, I don't want to go too deep into it because I think that the listeners will get a lot from listening to all the various episodes that come out. But actually it's a very, very interesting subject. And the, you know, the more that I get into this, the more I just feel that everybody can lead and have an amazing life if they understand the process of failure and all that kind of thing. But I think as hopefully listeners tune into My Perfect Failure, they will get the education that I've got, which has been it's been amazing fun so far.
Yeah, it's a nice play on words as well. Perfect failure. It's almost like, is it oxymoron, I believe, or something like that? I'm not quite sure what the actual specific term is, but to have a perfect failure, it completely goes against each other, so to speak.
Yeah, totally. And that was kind of why I liked it, why it resonated with me. And I, because obviously, you know, everyone knows J.K. Rowling, Michael Jordan, Thomas Edison, and all these wonderful people that have done so much. But these people experience way beyond, you know, you and I put together and a lot of people listening to this, but they've got a belief, a sort of a resolute characters, which meant that they actually, you know, this is an obstacle. There's, you know, any setback is another opportunity to achieve their objectives. And that's what I want this to be. So I want anybody that listens to this, you know, to pick out pieces of the conversation from each and every episode, and hopefully they use that as a spur and as a piece of a piece of advice, so they can not get sort of caught up in stumbling blocks. So they sort of hurdle those stumbling blocks and they go on to live whatever their dreams and passions are.
Yeah, because you never really hear about the failures, or no one ever really sees the hours spent in the gym for someone like, let's say, Michael Jordan, who taught God does how many thousands of shots, and or how many shots he missed for him to get to
totally,
where he is.
Totally.
Everyone forgets about that. So that's actually really good to touch on.
Yeah, and you and I were talking about Jay-Z. Jay-Z, his amazing career, 26, people were sort of not questioned, because he was obviously in his community, everyone knew about him, but 26, he kind of like wasn't sort of the mainstream guy that he is now, in terms of achieved all these amazing things, and people questioned him at 26. But now he's just recently been recently Forbes have confirmed that he's the first billionaire rapper, and people, you know, all, and the majority of us look at, I guess there's a couple of things. One, that he never gave up to, you know, and everybody's got to enjoy his music and all the other amazing things he does. But secondly, which I think is really important, is that now people just look at, you know, the amazing music. They see him at premieres, they see him on yachts, they see him doing all this fantastic things. But you know that he's had some many, many, many long nights. Yeah. You know that there's been emails that have fallen in his inbox, that are challenges. But he's got the ability to override them, to overcome them. So, you know, when people look at, you know, the fact that he's a billionaire, and we all love that, you know, I think it's important people appreciate that actually this guy grinds like nobody's business. So that's inspirational right there, beyond the money.
Definitely. So you mentioned Jay-Z. Are you looking to get in touch with celebs? I mean, when I say that, I'm wondering, who is the show going to be aimed at, in terms of not just target audience, but the actual interviewee? Who would you be speaking to?
Okay, if Jay-Z gets this, tell him to definitely hit me up. I definitely want that interview for sure. It's a good question actually. So I haven't sort of primarily targeted the Jay-Z's of this world, although I'm sort of totally open to that. I've really thus far, connected to academics, you know, normal people like you and I, that have got a story to tell, that have been through an episode, journalists. There's a whole sort of raft of people that have been amazing and sort of jumped onto this project with me. But so primarily it will be, I was going to say normal people, will be those kinds of people, sort of academics, journalists, you know, normal people like you and I. But Jay-Z is totally welcome to be a guest of My Perfect Failure.
I bet he is. I'll send him a DM. Hopefully he picks it up.
Send him a direct DM for me if you like.
Definitely. So what's the actual end goal with MPF, My Perfect Failure?
So it's kind of, you know, so it's, I guess there's, I guess the main one is to reach people, listeners, and I guess it's an obvious one. I'm sort of beating around the bush a little bit. The main goal is to reach listeners who potentially have hit a stumbling block in their life, whatever that may be, and by having all these fantastic guests, is to give them the confidence, give them the know-how to move beyond that situation. Because you know, I guess what I've learned from this process, that mindset is so powerful. So if people can reframe situations that invariably they would position as a blocker, if they 100%, if you listen to My Perfect Failure, you listen to the amazing people that have currently been guests, they definitely have tools and advice to help them reframe. And if you reframe, you know, the possibilities are endless. So it really is to help and support and give people the opportunity to live their best life. That really is the goal.
I think I can even add to that. I don't necessarily think that It just has to be someone who's hit a stumbling block. There's some people now out there that are quite happy to plod along in whatever it is they do on their at their day job, but they may just need that little spark to fulfill their passion. So stumbling block or no stumbling block, I think it's good to just hear inspirational stories from people all across the globe that could actually ignite that fire within an individual to do what it is they really love, what it is they enjoy, and take it from there. So yeah, that's just a little something I think.
Yeah, 100%. No, I 100% concur with that. Yeah, so it's you know, because situations, you know, there's lots of things online that you pick up, and you know, Denzel Washington sort of mentions about everybody. You know, we all at some point. Yeah, here's someone else that I'm happy to get interview as well. If he's
listening. Yeah, I'll send him a note as well. So
send
we'll
him a DM as well, please. But he sort of you know, mentions about everybody hits stumbling block, whether you're him, whether you're me, or whether you're you, and or have situations, and you could be a CEO, you could be a you know, you could work in a restaurant, a waitress, whatever it may be. But it's having that belief to overcome. And I definitely want, you know, the world's such a challenging place these days. So I want this to sort of be, you know, just doing my little bit to, you know, to sort of balance things out a little bit. And, you know, and I like to have conversations. So I guess from my perspective, anybody that knows me like knows I like to engage and talk. So I think... it's a perfect medium for me to ideally help people by having this podcast, and for me to sort of talk lots and listen even more.
Yeah, that's therapy, isn't it, for everyone? Yeah, I guess just to get it out there, which is really definitely. Really good. So, big question: when are we gonna get to hear My Perfect Failure episode one? When are you gonna hit the actual shelves, or should I say YouTube or streaming services? Yeah. I mean, when are you going to drop it?
So it's kind of like, I'm kind of like pretty much there really. I just need to do a couple of bits my end to sort of to get it out there. But as we speak, I'm hoping that the first episodes of My Perfect Failure will be released or published. I'm hoping realistically early July, which is kind of like about a year it's taken me to get this going. So if I can get it out in July, I've got my fingers crossed as I'm talking, it will kind of be his like birthday. It will kind of like be his birthday because it will be, in terms of when I said actually I'm going to do this, it was in July 2018. So if I can get it out 2019 July, it's kind of like a birthday. So you know, I definitely have a, I don't know, what do I do, I sort of have a bit of cake or something and celebrate.
There you go, excellent. I like that. So how can the people get in touch? Do you have like social media handles? I mean, yeah, you're on Instagram, you're on Facebook, you're on Twitter. If so, yeah, what are the handles?
Okay, so I guess that I'm more so, I've just set these up, but I'm more, I guess, engaging on Insta and Twitter. So for my Insta, my handle is Pads, that's PADSMPF. So it's Pads MPF. So definitely people listening to this want to reach out for a convo, or you want to be a guest, or whatever it may be, hit me up on Pads MPF. And on Twitter, my handle is Failure_perfect. So that's Failure_perfect. And I'm just building a website, but if people are interested in subscribing via the website, you can hit me up on www.myperfectfailure.com.
Brilliant stuff. Mr. Pads, it's been an absolute pleasure, my friend. I'll look forward to episode one soon.
Well, thank you, because you've known about this journey from day one.
I have.
Thanks for being an inspiration and listen to me whittle on about it for a year. So maybe you can have a bit of cake with me on his birthday. You know, July has to be the month. I kind of like wanted to get it out a bit prior to that, but the day job made it difficult to sort of to combine two things. So so thanks for being a part of the journey thus far, and I'm sure you know, you'll be part of it moving forward as well. So thank you very much, sir.
Definitely my pleasure. And as my grandmother says, nothing happens before its time. So I think that year was good. I mean, you got to get everything set up, and I've seen what's been going on behind the scenes, and I'm very, very excited for you. I think it's an amazing idea. From day one when you told me, I said to myself, my friend, you're onto something, and I've definitely encouraged you because I knew this was something special. So yeah, congratulations on your first up and coming release, and I look forward to hearing it.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And you speak the truth, so that means a lot. So thanks, and yeah, let's get this out now.
All right, brilliant stuff. Take care.
Okay, take care. Thank you. Bye.
Thanks for listening to My Perfect Failure podcast. Be sure to visit www.myperfectfailure.com to join the conversation. Subscribe to our podcast on iTunes or Google Play. Look out for our next episode.